Pinpoint Sot, Jeremy from Kentucky on your Wednesday night broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, and send much needed fundage. Free speech ain't free, and you've got to support the network to keep free speech alive. Call that in at 1-800-724-2719, extension 3, and you can mail that in to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Taking your calls live for your Wednesday night drive, 512-248-8252. And I'm going to cover our spiritual portion of the show by reading of the Psalms, and also a little house cleaning from earlier today on the Patrick and Jeremy show. But let's first start tonight with Psalm 141. Book of Psalms, chapter 141. Lord, I cry out to you. Make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you. Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity, and do not let me eat of their delicacies. Let the righteous strike me, it shall be a kindness, and let him rebuke me, it shall be as excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it, for my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked. Their judges are overthrown by the sides of the cliff, and they hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the mouth of Sheol, of the grave. And when one plows and breaks up the earth. But my eyes are upon you, O God, the Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not let my soul be destitute. Keep me from the snares they have laid before me, and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I escape safely. Psalm 141. Breaking it down, those of you that belong to the Lord Jesus Christ that are Christians, cry out to the Lord. Cry out to him in prayer. Your prayers are incense to the Lord. They are a sweet-smelling savor. Ask him to guard you. Guard your mouth. Don't fed post. Don't say things that will get you in trouble. Don't repeat evil and iniquity. Verse 4 says, do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity, and do not let me eat of their delicacies. Don't participate in the evil that you see in this world today. Be separate if you're a Christian. Come out from among them and be separate. Right. Verse 5 is very, very key. Let the righteous strike me. It shall be a kindness, and let him rebuke me. When people who are righteous, when those that know the way of the Lord correct you, accept the correctance. Accept it and think of it as a blessing. Don't bow up and think that you're not above correction. Let those who are righteous correct you and give you wisdom and understanding. verse 5 also says, it shall be as excellent oil, let my head not refuse it. They anointed their heads with olive oil in that day to moisten their scalp and their hair and their face. And so the rebuke of a righteous man, when someone who is righteous and knows more than you corrects you, it's like a refreshment, refreshing your head and your face, okay? And it says, your prayer are against the deeds of the wicked. We are ruled by wicked men, wicked politicians, and Jewish-dominated elite that hate our Lord Jesus Christ and that hate us as Christians, and they hate us as Americans. So pray that they will come to judgment. We are to pray for their repentance and their salvation, true, but if they will not repent, then let them be destroyed. Let the Lord move against them in judgment. Verse 6 is good. Their judges are overthrown by the sides of the cliff. Think of our own Supreme Court, who refuses to acknowledge the election fraud, who refuses to take up the plight in the case of true American patriots. May they be thrown over the cliff. That's what the psalm says. And so it says, even though our bones are scattered at the mouth of the grave, as when one plows and breaks up the earth, it seems like us Christian, true American patriots, it seems like that we're being thrown to the wolves, that we're being thrown to the grave, our bones are broken up. But the Lord is the ultimate judge, and he will judge these wicked politicians that are placed over us as a form of judgment. Verse 8 says, my eyes are upon you, O God, the Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not leave my soul destitute. The Lord is in whom you trust. We don't trust in politicians. Donald Trump didn't save us. He stopped the sausage grinder for just a moment. He held it up, but it kept going. They chewed him up and spit him out. Our refuge is in the Lord, and he will bring judgment upon these people. And verse 9 says, keep me from the snares that they have laid for me. Think about all of the patriots that protested against the hoax election and that were led into the Capitol by feds, and they're now in a gulag. Those were snares that they fell into. Don't fall into these snares. Don't fall for the feds. They're going to get you to say things on the air and on email that will bring you into a snare and drag you into their legal system. Don't fall for it, okay? In verse 10, let the wicked fall into their own nets while I escape freely. If you follow the Lord and you don't fed post and you stay away from these people, they will fall into their own traps that they set for you. That's your spiritual lesson for tonight from Psalm 141 to all of my fellow Christians. And going on, yes, Mike says, thou shalt not fed post. Absolutely. That should actually be scripture. But the scripture does say that when it says don't fall into their snares. I want to cover a little bit of an article that Patrick and I referenced today on the Bugle. One of the Capitol protesters, they were arrested and spent some time in jail and then released on probation. Part of their probation was that they do not listen to, I said to the right-wing media, more specifically, the judge told them not to listen to anti-government and anti-vax media. Now, I want you to consider that a federal judge actually told this defendant that he cannot listen to certain political content. Think about that. All of these people are brothers, are American patriot brothers and sisters that are in the gulag to the tune of nearly 500. They're being told to change their political beliefs in order to gain leniency in their sentencing. And with that, I want to bring you to an article here, journalstar.com. An Iowa man charged in the Capitol riot was found in a garage watching anti-government videos. Let that sink in. That's happening here in America. Why America? Bolshevik America, okay? Des Moines, Iowa. A prosecutor says an Iowa man seen in a videotaped confrontation with police officers during the Capitol insurrection should be returned to jail until trial because he violated the terms of his release by watching anti-government internet videos about the January 6th attack. Douglas Jensen was released in July after spending 6 months in jail. At the time, Jensen told a judge that he had been duped by QAnon conspiracy theories. He said that he had bought into a pack of lies and had since experienced a quote-unquote wake-up call. 30 days later, on August 13th, a pretrial services officer found Jensen in his garage in Des Moines listening to the news on a video-sharing website similar to YouTube, that features anti-vaccine and anti-government content, according to a court filing on Thursday. Let me reiterate that just so you know what's going on. One of these Capitol protesters was arrested, went through the court system after he'd spent time in jail, released, and he was told by the judge that he cannot view certain political content. And when his probation officer showed up at his home in Des Moines, said probation officer witnessed him listening to outlawed political content, which according to the article is anti-vax and anti-government. And so the probation officer reported him and the prosecution said, this guy's got to go back to jail. Go back to jail for listening to political content on his phone, in his personal garage. Let that sink in, people. That's where we're at in current year. Going on with the article. Acting U.S. Attorney Channing Phillips wrote that the Swift violation confirms what the government and the judge suspected all along, that Jensen's alleged disavowal of QAnon was just an act. Now, don't get me wrong, people. The Q-tards are retarded, okay? QAnon is very retarded. But if that man wants to espouse those political beliefs, he has the freedom to do so under the First Amendment. We are not to be prosecuted for our political beliefs. But yet, here we have this probably a nut job, Jensen, brought back into jail because he violated his terms of parole by listening to political content that went against the death jab, also known as the COVID vaccine, and by listening to content that was against the government, that spoke out against the election fraud. So this dude said what he had to say to get out of, you know, to get out of hot water. And now they found him listening to this stuff again in his garage. Too many questions arise on this. Number one, I guess the probation officer did not announce himself when he visited Jensen. And Jensen was just probably chilling out in his garage listening to some hardcore right-wing good old propaganda. Imagine that. Just put yourself in that situation. You're in your own personal garage on your property listening to content. It doesn't matter how retarded the content is. You know, maybe bro could have been listening to Alex Jones and some retarded, like, gay frogs nonsense. Sure, it's retarded. But he has a right to listen to that on his property, in his garage, and they arrest him. You see, because these political prisoners, to the tune of 500, now that they've gone through the system, their rights are stripped from them. Thanks to the so-called Patriot Act. You know why it's called the Patriot Act? Because it acts against American patriots. That's why. And this man, no matter how retarded he is, he has the right to listen to what he wants to on his own property. It's not like he was out in the street like showing this to people and playing this for kids, telling the kids that the gay frogs are going to overtake them, and that you know, because of the election fraud, QAnon's going to reinstate Trump. He wasn't doing that. He was in his garage, maybe even having a beer. I would have been having a beer, minding his own business. If they can do this, could they say that those of us who listen to RBN are listening to anti-government propaganda? Could they say that we as broadcasters are broadcasting and propagating this? They very well could. This is a very, very scary thing. This is a very, very dangerous line that has been crossed by the so-called government. Going on with the article. A video of the January 6th insurrection shows Jensen wearing a t-shirt bearing the letter Q, a symbol of the QAnon conspiracy theory, when he joined a mob that approached Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman inside the building and followed the officer up two flights of stairs. People, like Psalm 141 says, do not take part of their entrappings. These are evil, wicked bastards, and they want to entrap you. Like the Bible says, don't fall for that. Be wise. Let them fall into their own entrappings. I have sympathy for the people that were arrested that went inside the Capitol, but at the same time, they were very, very, very foolish. Don't go and, you know, don't do that. See the trap. But especially when you see windows being broken and federal property being damaged, get out of there. You know? So I'm trying to be nuanced here, very nuanced. And I'm trying to say I have sympathy for these people, but at the same time, they were very, very foolish. Ashley Babbitt was foolish. She did not deserve to be shot. But she was very foolish. She should have left and got out of there. And many of our people that were there did not participate. They did not go into the Capitol. They just stood up from afar and watched. We have the right to address our grievances to the government, to protest. It's your First Amendment right. But don't be stupid about it. And please, don't Fed post on the air, especially on RBN, or on email. That is the trap that these wicked men have set for us. Don't fall into it. Let them be entrapped by their own trappings. That's what the Bible tells you. Going on with the article, in releasing Jensen, U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly said he didn't put too much weight on Jensen's claims. He also told Jensen that if, check this out, if he accessed the internet, he could be returned to jail. Let me repeat. Jensen, the man who was arrested in the Capitol protest, released and then caught in his garage listening to political content, Jensen could be arrested if he accessed the internet. Where do we live? This is not the home of the free. This is the home of the gay, where many gay ops are being implemented on us, on American patriots. And so this man, Jensen, now that he's went through all the political process and they've got him, they've got trumped up charges on him, they're actually telling him that he can't access the internet. You would be more free in China, my brothers and sisters, than you are in this Bolshevik regime, this virus regime that we live in. Contemplate that. Coming up on a break, we'll be back on the other side with more content, and after, in the second hour, we'll take your calls on In Plain Sight.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, We also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back. Endpoint Sight, RBN, your Wednesday night spiritual broadcast, cigarettes and whiskey edition. What are you drinking? We covered the Bolshevik tactics of these judges in D.C. actually denying the defendants on probation their right to access the internet. Yeah, that's where we're at. Next, I want to cover an article of two FDA officials who have resigned. They were blinded by the science of corona. And we're covering this on CNN. Two senior FDA vaccine leaders step down as agency faces decision on boosters. From CNN, two senior leaders in the U.S. Food and Drug Administration Vaccine Review Office are stepping down, even as the agency works toward high-profile decisions around COVID-19 vaccine approvals and authorizations for younger children and booster shots. The retirements of Dr. Marion Gruber, director of the Office of Vaccine Research and Review at the FDA Center for Biologics and Evaluation Research, and Dr. Philip Cross, Deputy Director of the Office, were announced in an internal agency email sent on Tuesday and shared with CNN by the FDA. Why are these guys resigning? Were they blinded by the corona science? did they think, I can't approve this death jab, especially for children? Could be. In the email, CBER director Peter Marks said Gruber will retire on October 31st and Cross is leaving in November. Marks thanked Gruber for her leadership throughout efforts to authorize and approve the COVID-19 vaccine, and Cross for serving a key role in our interactions to address critical vaccine-related issues with our public counterparts around the world. So it seems like these two FDA officials endorsed the vaccine, felt bad about it, or they're afraid they're going to get sued, and they resigned. They're out of here. I'm out of here, guy. The science was too much. The science is always too much. The science rules, doesn't it? Mark said in the email, the search for the next director of Office of Vaccines Research and Review would begin immediately, and that he would serve as the acting director. I'm sure they'll get somebody in there that's totally objective. All right, folks. That totally is bought into the science. Yeah. We are confident in the expertise of these scientists in recommending the COVID-19 vaccine. FDA spokesman Stephanie Caccamo said in a response to CNN, when asked about the departures during a briefing on Tuesday, the White House COVID-19 response team coordinator, Jeff Zients, did not mention an answer whether he was concerned about the departures or how it would affect the level of trust in the FDA's process. We trust the FDA, don't we? They totally just stamp their approval on everything that's good for us, right? Nothing that's bad. You know why? Because they believe in the science. Yeah. So we got that. Maybe we need federal mandates to settle all of this state against federal pushback on the COVID jabs. That's what I'm reading. Florida school districts battle with Ron DeSantis. Mask mandates finally land in court. This is Google.com. Let's see what this article is. Newsweek. It's actually Newsweek. The struggles of many Florida school districts with the Republican governor Ron DeSantis, also known as Israeli Shill number one. His executive order prevents schools from imposing mask mandates over COVID-19. This landed in court on Monday, according to the Associated Press. Leon County Circuit Court Judge John C. Cooper is presiding over a three-day hearing to consider a lawsuit filed by Florida parents challenging DeSantis' order that parents are to decide whether their children wear masks and not schools. Think about that, folks. With all of his, you know, yarmulke and Israeli shilling, and I'm sure he's went to the Wailing Wall and bowed down to it, DeSantis is pushing back a little bit on this COVID-19 nonsense. And he's telling the schools, you have the right to decide whether your students wear a mask. And the parents are like, no, we're afraid of the deadly virus. Yeah. We'll be back on the other side with your calls on In Plain Sight.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay, welcome back to In Plain Sight, your Wednesday night spiritual edition, cigarettes and whiskey. What are you drinking and what do you think? First caller of the night, Fred from Michigan. Fred, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Fred.
The other night I neglected to cite stellar documentary by a brilliant Canadian-American author and journalist, James Bach. Deanna had interviewed him in the past. James Bach, I think one of the chapters was done by Colonel Ernest F. Fisher, who was a W-2 paratrooper. And Ernest F. Fisher, Ph.D., went on with intimate description of the real true Holocaust, 9 million murder scenario. What, from 45 onward for 4 years, 5 years?
Of the German people,
He's got the documentary by that title, Other Losses. It's on Brighteon, Brighteon, Brighteon. I saw it a couple weeks ago, man. Moving, you know.
So, James Bach, and, as in Johann Sebastian Bach, a German name.
B like Bach, A C Q U E, A C Q U E, and the title of the documentary at Brighteon is the same as this book, Other Losses. He interviews Jeremy, American GIs who supervised these camps, and it's just appalling, abhorrent, perverse.
I'll look that up. James Bach on Brighteon. I've heard stories that they would feed the Germans in these American death camps. They would feed them rotted cabbage so that they would soil themselves, like, uncontrollably.
He gets into all that. And the guards that he interviews, they some of them get into that. And they don't hold up, the guards in this interview, they don't hold up so well. The 6th January setup, the tribe, the Satanic Talmudic Kabbalah, Frank and Swineslime tribe, they fancy themselves as the eternal experts in masters of deception, manipulation, exploitation, destruction. All imaginable and unimaginable forms of evil they will boast about. And there is another documentary, Jeremy, that is by the title, it was retitled after the scrubbing of YouTube where it originally aired. It goes now by the title Pizzagate, Blood Libel, Ritual Murder. The reason I bring this up, Jeremy, is because I think most of us might have grown up admiring pilots, admiring astronauts, and I sure did. And when I learned about Apollo 1, the Apollo 1 Holocaust event, 27 January 67, that went down because... How I learned about it, Jeremy, serendipitously, is through a documentary done by Fox TV, 15 February 2001, by the title Conspiracy Theory. They had a series, I guess weekly, called Conspiracy Theory. Did NASA land on the moon? Okay, and in that... it's only 55 minutes. It eviscerates the perversely appalling pseudo-patriotic mythology of that whole Apollo moonshot program. The reason those three brave men were holocausted, incinerated, was because... And Virgil Gus Grissom was the most vociferously outspoken, who said, we're all damn well going to get killed someday soon. because of all the perilous technologic failures that characterized that so-called technologic marvelous program. Your general, after the event, produced a 500-page document in which he chronicled all these perverse technologic failures that was certain to doom all of the astronauts. And 2 weeks after his congressional presentation, it was publicly aired. Don't you know that he and his wife and child decided to have a picnic on a railroad track? And unfortunately, they were so immersed in their picnic, they didn't hear the train coming, and they were, shall we say, murdered by the train. And 10 other astronauts suffered similar fates subsequent to that. So anyone who wants to boast as if they are a legend in their own mind regarding NASA, or, as I say, hell I weird, including the hell I weird 6 million hula hoax, which Ernst Zundel, and as you know, there's a 92-year-old grandmother, German grandmother, Ursula Haverbeck, because she dared initially to prove what she thought were the wacko conspiracy Holocaust deniers, she was going to prove them all wrong. She ultimately discovered and surreptitiously corroborated with other people that they were all correct. They were all correct. Okay, so Ernst Zundel has to go through three perilous Holocaust trials, 85, 88, 2001, in Canada. There was a whiteout here, okay? And it was only Michael Hoffman, who I think that's revisionisthistory.com, and I'm sure, well, Dr. David knows about that, and of course Patrick does, okay? And we can't forget about this. Ernst Zundel, according to Lorraine Day, who was a close friend of Ernst Zundel and his wife, they firebombed his house. They burned his house, torched his house at least twice. Somehow he survived all that with his wife. They probably finally did connect. You know. And then, lastly, a Dominican Republic or Trinidad, whatever, a Caribbean fella, Professor Tony Martin, PhD, JD, actually got a JD from King's College, London, and he was educated here in Michigan. So he was a professor at, Boston College, and he was the director of African Studies. So he began to investigate and present his due diligence investigative data to his students regarding the transatlantic slave trade, which he ultimately conclusively connected to the tribe, the Talmudic Kabbalah Frank and Swine Slime tribe. Okay, so then subsequent to that, the JDL, the ADL, and all the local rabbis, they just ran a whole smear campaign. I mean, vicious. Absolutely vicious. And his students actually came to his defense. Okay. Well, he ultimately produced, I don't know if it was a book, it's called The Jewish Onslaught. The Jewish Onslaught. So for the rest of my life, this is what I'm going to be doing, Jeremy. And lastly, relative to the FBI, which I call the Federal Bolshevik Internationale, a big-time UCal Berkeley professor. Patrick should know about this guy. Trevor Aronson, author of The Terror Factory, Inside the FBI's Manufactured War on Terror. The Terror Factory, Trevor Aronson. And he put up like a $100,000 offer to any FBI agent anywhere to prove him wrong, take him to court, and they can go through the discovery. He'll provide all the data. It has never happened, Jeremy. He's had that offer out, I don't know, for close to 10 years.
Yeah.
No takers, man. No takers.
Yeah. Well, what I'm drawing, we gotta move on to another caller, but what I'm drawing from this, Erzsundel and Grandma Ursula, they were jailed because of their political beliefs. Similarly to how Douglas Jensen was jailed because he participated in the Capitol protest, and he was told he can't have access to the internet. This is coming here to America. It's here right now.
Yeah. And I agree with you totally. Totally. That cannot be tolerated, period. I'll be calling my U.S. congressmen and the Michigan senators tomorrow morning now that I know about this. I'm just going to raise holy hell with their office staff. That's for damn sure.
We appreciate your
brother,
call, my
carry
friend.
On. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Peace.
Thank you. Peace, my friend. Yeah, very good points. We have political prisoners here in America, just like they arrested Zundel and Ursula. They're arresting people here and keeping them in prison until they renounce their political beliefs. Yeah. We got Stephen Douglas Whitener up next. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jeremy. Thanks for taking my call. There's something, what I wanted to bring up was that 20 years ago, there were these huge crimes that were just about to see the light of day. You remember one of them was Rumsfeld talking about the $2 trillion that was missing. And then there was there was another group of bonds that were going to come due on September the 11th, 2001. And then, you know, this huge other crime took place, and then it kind of just overshadowed everything. You know, hit the Pentagon at the very place where they were investigating. What bothers me, what has come into my mind is that there's this horrible crime that these people have been committing with this plandemic and with these shots, and it's just they're acting as if they have impunity, as if they know that there's some other huge crime about to take place that's going to just completely dwarf that. And I don't know that that's the case, but it just has got my, I don't know what you want to call it, spidey sense, or just it's just gotten my nerves shot just thinking about that as we're coming up on that anniversary, you know. And I don't know what these people think, that how they think they will get away with this. And you know, then it reminded me that, well, 20 years ago, there was a crime that people, you would never thought that they would have gotten away with what they did, but then, bam, you know, out of the blue, something else. And it just has me worried that something else is going to, we really need to keep our eyes and ears open always, but especially for the next couple of weeks, that things are just going to be very, very dicey. And I just, you know, I just wanted to share that. I don't know if the audience is feeling the same way I do, but I do feel that something is up, and I don't know what it is, you know, just for whatever it's worth. And I really appreciate your show, and I just, you know, I just wanted to point that out. Do you feel any kind of thing like that, that maybe these people think that they're going to get away with this because of some other event that they have planned, the same way that they did 20 years ago? Because just there's always, you know, some other shoe that's about to drop.
Yeah, I mean, it scared. They're the way they're so blatant in pushing this COVID regime, and we know that whatever this is, and I know people that have gotten sick in the summer.
Myself.
There's something making people sick. But it's not that big of a deal. It's like a flu. Are they going to introduce some more deadly virus in the future? Future meaning in the next couple of weeks or months.
It's a terrifying time to be alive, but also very exciting. You know, I mean, this is, it seems like the everything is just coming up to a head to me, it feels like, in the next couple of weeks. And I don't know if I'm, I hope I'm not alone in feeling that way, but just, that's just my two cents worth. I wanted to say that I feel that there's something coming, that these people are acting with such impunity that they think they're going to get away with this. They must have some shenanigans in the offing that I don't know what it is, but you guys watch out for each other. And yeah, thanks for taking my call, Jeremy. Just I'll let you go on to the next one with that, and thanks very much.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate the call, sir. Stephen Douglas Whitener. You can catch him on Richard Carey's show, usually on Tuesdays, I do believe. We're coming up on a break. I'll be back on the other side with more headlines on In Plain Sight.
Across the sea into my soul, it reaches into where I cannot hide.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My heart is old, it holds my memories. My body burns a gem-like flame.
Okay, we're back. In Plain Sight, your Wednesday night broadcast. Cigarettes and Scotch Edition, American Spirits, and Johnny Walker. We got another caller to finish out the show tonight, Dan from Washington. Dan, what are you drinking, my friend?
Just water. Still at work, so.
There you go.
No fun for me. But that, what are you drinking?
Johnny Walker Scotch.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay, cool. All right. Yeah, real quick, I don't have much time. I guess I always like Fred's calls, and Stephen had a good call, but Fred's calls, I like how he makes up new words, and his lingo pretty cool and very knowledgeable, but On the bedposting. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Fred, those adjectives just keep on a flowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're good. I've noticed a lot of Fed posting on Republic, and it concerns me because, you know, you've had a caller, I won't name him, but he says, I have nothing to live for, I got a gun, let's go. I mean, that's really dumb talk, and, you know, all they would really need is a sound clip of that and someone on Republic to do something dumb, and then they'll accuse all you guys of not policing it and shutting you down, you know? And that's what they do. Go ahead.
You know, Farron Shoaff called into John's show a couple of days ago. I mean, you know, he was visited by the feds, and an attempt was made on his life by somebody. I don't know who. And so these people are listening to us.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't know about the attempt on his life.
Yeah, there was some gay ops going on there. I don't know if it was connected to the feds. I can't say on air, but what I do know is that Farron Shoaff was visited by the feds. And so
wow.
Any talk show host could be visited.
Well, Rance, you know, Rance said that car wreck wasn't the accident he was in, and he said somebody left like a dead fish at his doorstep, and that a good example, there used to be a website called Kikes and the KKK, but that's a good example of how they've used gay ops for like 100 years, to win over us. You know, they've defeated, like, the KKK. They made it in the 50s and 60s just look retarded, you know. It was a good site. I don't know if it's around. It was called Kikes and the KKK, but it shows a lot of these KKK leaders were Jewish, and they would infiltrate, and then they would be the ones, like, holding the shotgun, like, you know, let's go kill some Negroes or whatever, you know, and they made it look really stupid, and they were successful in pretty much destroying that organization. So I just had a couple talking points real quick. You know, the immigration issue, Daily Stormer had a good article. I think it's kind of too late to save the borders of America. And the thing is, talking about guns and immigration, I mean, you can't shoot, you know, Rosarita and her five kids. And so I'll just leave it at that. I can hear the music. So guns don't really help us. What you're doing helps us, you know. And what we're all doing, I think, helps, you know. It's an info war, you know, like Alex Jones says. So.
Getting the truth out on RBN, yeah. Appreciate the call, Dan. Call in earlier next time. Maybe shoot me a text. We'll bring you on as a guest. So... another edition of In Plain Sight, Under the Belt. We'll see you guys tomorrow night with William Repellum on In Plain Sight.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.